Hi, my lovely listener, this is Véronique, your host. So before I introduce you to the next guest, I want to make a little announcement. Some of you already know I'm a sound healer now, and I have a new path in my life, and this is fantastic. I love it, and I really want to share my gift with you. So if you're interested about having a sound bath, or if you want to know about sound bath, I do virtual sound bath because I know a lot of you are listening from abroad. So we can do Zoom, we can do YouTube. So if you're looking to relax, realign, and inner peace, offer virtual one-on-one sound healing sessions and online group sound bath designed to help you release stress and restore balance, and using the pure tones of crystal singing bowls and guided meditation, each session is a deeply calming experience from the comfort of your own space. So if you're ready to shift your energy and raise your vibration, visit my website, harmoniousechoes.com, to book your session today. Today, I speak with Mark Fox. Mark isn't just an engineer, he's a healer at heart. A military veteran and former space shuttle chief engineer, Mark never set out to start a wellness revolution. His journey began with his beloved dog, who suffered from arthritis. When conventional veterinary care offered no solutions, Mark decided to take matters into his own hands. He went on to design The Vibe, a PEMF, pulsed electromagnetic field, therapy device, small enough to fit in your pocket, yet powerful enough to calm the nervous system, reduce chronic pain, and restore emotional balance. Through his company, Resona Health, Mark has sparked a movement in frequency-based healing, helping thousands of people and animals across the U.S. manage anxiety, trauma, inflammation, and sleep disorders naturally, without prescriptions or side effects. The Vibe works by using vibrational frequencies to stimulate the vagus nerve, supporting the body's natural healing rhythms and promoting deep calm. Hi, Mark. How are you today?
Hey. Good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you. So today we're going to talk about better health and vibration frequencies. So are you still an engineer or you were an engineer?
Still an engineer, I think, till I'm dead. Yeah. I mean, I'm not working. Well, I guess I'm working as an engineer. That's a piece of it. I'm designing components and designing product. I guess I'm still an engineer, yes.
Yeah. You never stop, right? And so we're going to talk about PEMF. So what is it for people who don't know what it is? Can you explain what PEMF means?
It stands for pulse electromagnetic fields. And the Earth puts it out 24/7, so it's real voodoo or anything. It's actually the Earth's heartbeat. But at a higher level, the best way to explain it is, and you had mentioned something about bowls, so we can talk about that for a second, is energy can be transferred to the body one of five ways. It can be electrical current, like a lot of people are familiar with a TENS unit. It can be PEMF, magnetic fields. It can be vibration. It can be light, or it can be sound, and a sound would be a bowl. So it could be energy transfer. It could be any of those five. PEMF is just, I chose that mode of energy transfer because it's the most convenient, because there's no wires on you. You can do it. It's therapy on the go. So you wear it with a lanyard around your neck, you put it in your pocket, you go about your business as far as hiking, walking, watching TV, working, cooking. So it's the most convenient, and you're not having to lay on a mat or do any of that. So it's a portable device. That's why I chose that method, was PEMF. But again, some people call it PEMF. It's PEMF. It's a magnetic field, and magnetic therapy has been around since Hippocrates, like 3500 BC, just discovered 100 years or so ago that a pulse electromagnetic field is more therapeutic. So that's where it
comes. Okay. So let's start with the beginning, because something happened that led you to create this device called the Vibe. So can you share the story about your dog? And the dog's name is Le Chien, because that's French. I'm French, so I know how. When I saw the name, I was like, oh.
Yes, La Chienne. So, okay. So that's her. She's been gone for 27 years now.
So it's a female, so La Chienne. Okay.
Chienne. And the reason I came up with that, because I'm a hot air balloonist. I'm looking at my background right now. That's my hobby. I was actually in France, in Lyon, France, when I got this puppy. And so I had to get her like a name, and it was like La Chienne was like the dog, but I've also learned that it kind of means bitch if you you pronounce it wrong. So I'm like, nobody told me that till after I named her. But anyway, so yeah.
It depends on the context. It's okay. Because when we talk about dog, yeah, we say La Chienne. It's okay. Nobody's going to think about the bitch. But if you say something like mean about a woman, yeah, you can call her, you know. It's like in English, right?
Exactly. So she came up one day and she cried at the bottom of the stairs. And she, so we flipped a coin to see who wasn't going to work that day, which was me. They took her to the veterinarian, and she had severe arthritis in her spine, unfortunately. And so a friend of mine who was a veterinarian, not the one I took her to, but one that was out of state that I've known for years, I contacted him about it, and he goes, hey, there's this magic machine. There's a magic technology that's frequency and energy that can reverse arthritis, among other things. So I'm kind of like, I'm skeptic, you know, I'm a rocket scientist. It's like, hey, but yes, but it's my dog. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to look into this and dive into it. So that's how I initially got involved, is trying to help my dog, curiosity, looking at this technology, believing it wasn't real, and to find out how much studies and things have actually been done. So I thought that was, that's how it started, to answer your question, is from my dog.
Oh, this is so nice. It's so cute. And so like I was asking you at the beginning that if you're still an engineer, so your journey began as a military veteran and space shuttle chief engineer. So how did that background lead you to wellness and healing? You know, plus the story, of course, of your dog.
Well, it didn't, like I said, I didn't plan on getting any kind of healing. I didn't understand any of this technology. Mm-hmm. It was exposed to me. It's just my dog introduced it to me.
Okay.
And then as I learned more about it, is the next step was what I saw, what it was doing for PTSD and trauma, that it was so successful. And it really made me angry that we have 44 suicides a day with the military veteran, 15 first responders, 5 medical workers, 2 active duty, and that's not counting all the civilians. And so it was criminal to me that this is a technology exists. It's just not affordable or accessible to the general public. So I naively dove in and said, I'm going to invent a simple device, take a coil and a printed circuit board, and it won't be that hard. It was a lot harder than I thought. We caught a lot on fire. We had a pile of coils over here trying to make them work. So that's PTSD was the next step. And then we have like 60 protocols on there now, but that was the next thing that we really dove into and did studies and stuff on. And we have a 98% success rate with PTSD, which is unbelievable.
Yeah, this is so, because PTSD, I know someone is a veteran, he has PTSD, and he has to take a lot of medication. And without the medication, he can't even function. Yeah. I mean, that would be the answer to this. So you said that device can fit in your pocket, and it's good enough to calm the nervous system. Can you explain how you achieve that balance to be that small and to work on you that good?
Yeah, so the misconception is to have full body coverage, you need to lay on a full body mat. You don't, for three reasons why. Number one, it's resonating, we believe, okay? It's resonating with the water in your body, kind of like throwing a pebble in a pond. The energy is where the pebble hits the water, but that wave travels. And the reason we believe that is it still works if you're not hydrated, but if you're not hydrated, it doesn't work as well. And we know that a magnetic field doesn't travel very far. It drops off with the square of the distance, which just means the further it gets away, it drops off really fast. So to put it in your front pocket and heal a broken foot is impossible just from the magnetic field itself as far as distance, but it works. So that's why we believe it's traveling, resonating with the water in your body, number one. Number two is, if you remember from science class, an alternating magnetic field will create an alternating magnetic current, and vice versa. So your body is conductive, although it's like 200,000 ohms resistance, it's still conductive. So you won't feel it. Most people won't. 99.99% will not feel the electrical current, but it's putting a very small electrical current. So it's traveling your whole body because of that, because your body's conductive. Just like if I plug the cord in the wall over here, it's going to still light the light on the other end, okay? The cord's conductive. And the third thing that's kind of a relatively new discovery is magnetite. Is an element that's in sea turtles and birds and other animals that we believe they use for migration, right, to follow the North Pole. And it's relatively recently been discovered that humans have magnetite in their cells as well, just at a lower level. If that's true, and it is, then magnetite would allow the energy to travel from cell to cell through kind of like a string of magnets, right? Something like that. So those are the three ways it travels. You get full body coverage with just a small single device that's just against your body or on the outside of your clothes. It doesn't have to be against the skin, but the closer the better.
Interesting. So you're talking about like 60 different protocols, frequency protocols. So how do people know which one to use, which one they can adapt for themselves? Can they have like a personal experience? Because how do you know that if you use that device, that's going to be for my back, but also maybe going to be good also for my PTSD? How do you adjust the device?
You don't adjust it. So we designed it as simple as you possibly can. You can't program it. You can't do anything. You can't change it. The programs are alphabetical and they're exactly that. It says PTSD, anxiety, allergy, acne, HD, Alzheimer's, whatever. So they're just
this is like so that. Neat.
Alphabetically, you pick the one you want, you hit play, and you put it in your pocket. That's it.
And you will have a different frequency for each ailment.
So we get asked this a lot. It's not a single frequency. So the frequencies are very, very low energy. They're 1 to 1,000 hertz. So put it in perspective, that's 1,000,000 hertz, your cell phone. Okay. So It's 1 to 1,000 hertz. It's very low, but they're frequency pairs. And roughly speaking, frequency A is where is it in the body, and B is what is wrong with it. And so if you think about the frequency pairs as a chord on a guitar, the protocols are songs, and every song is completely different. So I use the analogy of, you know, pickup band in their garage, right? They're trying to create an album and songs. They throw in a horn, they take out the drums, they put in a cowbell, right? So they're changing the song to see what works and what doesn't work. And that's where most of the protocols came from 8,000 practitioners over 35 years writing songs. And literally, this is, Veronica, this is an MP3 player.
Yeah, he looks like it, yeah.
All of the files are actually MP3 files. So I created a music synthesizer. I'm not a musician, but I wrote them on a music synthesizer. They are MP3 files. The device is an MP3 player. It just doesn't have speakers. It has coils in place of speakers. So the energy is coming out of those coils. So your body can hear it, your ears can't. That's the difference.
I don't understand. Because yesterday I talked with someone who does microdosing, you know, for people also who have ailment and things like that. You know, anything, you know, alternative. This sounds really like even like scientific what you're talking about. How come nobody knows about this? You know, how come my doctor doesn't say, okay, you can use, you know, PMF or stuff? I don't understand. It feels like sometimes they're hiding good stuff from us.
But no, it's very simple. When I explain to you, you'll agree 100%. Everyone will. For somebody to know about it, you got to make a lot of noise. The drug companies own the airwaves, right? Look at the 6 o'clock news. Every commercial is going to be a drug commercial. They own the news agencies and they have all the money. So they have no interest whatsoever in a single device that isn't a consumable drug. Right? They have no interest in that. That's the main reason why you've never heard of it is drug. Most people don't know this, that 75% of the FDA's research budget is by big pharma. Pfizer, Merck, Eli Lilly, they fund all that. So that's why. Number two, it's not taught for most part. Your standard MD is not going to be taught in school. And his recurring education, they're not even taught. I think the average MD, medical doctor, family practitioner, gets like 6 weeks of nutrition training, right? They're not trained in any of these alternative things. Their ongoing education after they become a doctor is usually flown to a resort where they're getting a presentation from the drug company on the new drug,
yeah,
not alternative things. So that's the biggest piece of it and why you haven't heard of it is it's for those reasons is Dale Carnegie and Rockefeller screwed it up. Okay. Here's what happened. They owned the medical landscape when they were alive and Rockefeller owned all the oil. He figured out that I can make drugs out of oil. That simple. So he pulled all the funding for universities. And basically they said, if you are doing anything but drugs, or surgery, we're going to pull your medical license and we're going to pull the funding to the universities. That's only in the United States. That's why this kind of electrical magnetic stimulation, the rest of the world moved on and they're far ahead of us. We're catching up now, but it's only in the US because of Rockefeller and Carnegie. I mean, that's why, because they weren't rich enough. Veronica is, he owns all the oil in the world. Now he's got to own a drug for everybody. But anyway, that's the main reason. And it's just not, it's getting more and more common. I'll tell you this. If you go man on the street with a microphone and you go, hey, have you ever heard of PMF? About one out of 15 or one out of 20 people will say yes. They know what a Beamer mat is from their chiropractor or spa or wellness center. However, if you ask a horse owner, 100% know what it is. All of them. They know what a MagnaWave is because they've had the horse treated with it by the veterinarian, or they've seen the horse in the stall next to him be treated with it. So they're all very, very familiar with it.
So the animals are treated better than us. The animals are getting more care than we do, basically.
See more of this alternative. Better care. Well, that is the kind of joke, one of the jokes in the medical world, right?
Yeah.
Like, whatever the horses are using, take it yourself, even though the doctor tells you you can't. Because you can use it on a horse and it's, you don't have all the restrictions and the insanity of the FDA and everything else.
Yeah. So talking about being in that, you know, environment, and so you'd be a big company with over 5 million in revenue. So what was the biggest challenge for you in bringing this kind of technology to the mainstream? Because we just said they don't want to hear about it.
Absolutely, positively, the marketing costs and make noise.
Okay.
Making noise. So it has nothing to do with the technology. Mark Zuckerberg has all my money, all of it, right? Because the ads cost many, many, many more times than the product costs to make.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's all noise, right? If it costs money to make noise, everyone's competing with whatever their products are on Facebook, Google. We're on Facebook ads, Google ads are on Sirius XM radio across the whole country. I'm spending a ridiculous amount of money and we're breaking even right now. Every month is just trying to scale it. But no, it's the simple answer is it costs a lot of money to make noise. That's how people don't know about it. And the guys that have all the money are the drug companies. They can make the loudest noise. They have the biggest bullhorn.
I see. And so you sell this to individuals. People will, do you have an office where people can go and try it, or do you order it online?
Yeah, we offer it online. No, we don't have it. We have more and more wholesalers every day. We have more and more doctors coming online, more and more MDs, naturopaths. I used to get a wholesaler once every 3 months. We get 2 or 3 a day now. So there are more and more doctors. Here's typically what happens, Veronica, is here's a very typical scenario. Patient walks in, their doctor goes, hey, your A1C is 5.7. It's never been below 8. You finally did what I told you to do for 5 years. You changed your diet, you started exercise, you did blah, blah, blah. And they go, nah, I started using this. And they go, what the hell is that? And they grab it out of their hand, they call me. And they go, what is that thing? I go, it's a magnetic field device. Well, it can't work. Well, it does. So, and then they go test it. And then they start, oh, this stuff's doing something. If they're the streamlined medical MD world, that's the main way they get introduced to it, is their patients tell them about it, honestly. Now, naturopaths, chiropractors, functional medicine people, they're in this space. So they are using it.
Maybe you should invest, you know, instead of investing on, Zuckerberg, you should invest maybe on flying those doctors to a resort and do a presentation for them. Or maybe have people, you know, go see, you know, knock on the door on the doctors and show the device.
Yeah. So, I mean, we have tons and tons of information on the website. We have all kinds of educational stuff that show the doctors. And we start them off simple, basically like we're talking now. Here's generally what it is. Here's what the thing does. Here's the things it can be used for. And like I said, more and more people are starting to use it. It's going to be my anticipation. It'll be mainstream in 5 to 10 years. I believe that because it's changing. I see it already. Like I said, I see how many people are starting to use it. Most customers that we have are going to be people that are in long-term physical pain or mental pain or both. And the solutions they've been offered don't work. Either the side effects of the drugs are too awful, or they don't work at all for them, or surgery, they don't want to go do that, right? I had a doctor tell me that a doctor told him to make your hands better. We need to cut them and break them and do surgery on them. He goes, I want you to cut and break my hands. So he's an MD that used this device and it fixed it, right? His arthritis went away. And we have hundreds and hundreds of testimonials and cases of how this stuff is magic. It doesn't work for everyone. Nothing in the world does. But like we have a 98% success rate with PTSD. That was a third-party independent MD, medical doctor that ran that study for us, and with a 98% success rate. So could stand behind that one for sure. We're doing stuff with blood sugar now and sleep. We're doing a AFib study right now. We're going to launch an Alzheimer's study. That's one of the protocols. It's one of my big pet peeves. It's a new device. So we have the backup. We have the Vibe and we have a Vega Vibe. So we have a piece of jewelry that puts out PMF. That's even simpler. You just turn it on. And then we're going to have a watch next month that we can measure how well it's working. But this is going to be a PEMF. And so this little tester tube shows you the magnetic field and how it's bouncing. There's a little magnet.
Yeah.
So this 40 hertz light and PEMF. And anyone could go Google this. They don't believe me. Is MIT discovered by accident about 10 years ago that 40 hertz light can reverse Alzheimer's. No, it was completely accident, like most scientific discoveries. They were testing something else with rats in a box, and they had white light on there. And then they took the light away and didn't get the same results. Then they started doing biopsies in the brain. They're seeing plaque in their brain reversing. So anyone listening can go Google MIT 40 hertz Alzheimer's, and they're doing all kinds of human trials and stuff. Now, we're going to do the same thing. The good news is I know I need $100,000 because that's what they just told me yesterday to go run that study. So I got to go find $100,000, find a donor, find somebody to volunteer. Well, it costs a lot of money to do those things. That's why you don't have hundreds and hundreds of studies. That PTSD study, actually don't know and don't want to know how much that cost me because it's been my 401k that I've been spending for years on it. Yeah.
Wow, he's such a good man. And do you have to wear this device like the whole day or just a few hours a day?
So each protocol is different. They're all songs. Some are a longer symphony. So the average is going to be 40 minutes. The shortest is 30. PTSD is going to be the longest. It's 2.5 hours. We recommend that people just use it 3 to 4 times a week. That's it.
Okay. So yeah, that's not really invasive. That's good.
Yeah. Unfortunately, here's what happened. Here's reality. When people have been in long-term physical or mental pain, and this works for them, and they're using it twice a day, they don't want to do a scientific study on themselves and go, if I cut back to twice a week, does it still work? Because it's so easy to use, they'd end up using it every day. Now, we have several people, a significant amount that say, hey, it's making me tired. Our first question for me and my team is, how many protocols are you running a day? And they're usually like 12. And it's like, right.
Oh, that's too much.
You got 25 things wrong with you. Your body needs time to take that energy and do something with it. So give yourself a break. So just pick the one that's causing you the most pain and agony and unjoy in your life and work on that one first. But you only need to use it like 3 or 4 times a week. And like people are complaining right now, just today we got off a call. They're complaining the battery on this only lasts 5 hours. And like you only need to run in an hour.
Okay.
Just go plug it in and go do something else. You don't need it to run it for 12 hours. You only need
become
to run
an addiction.
You know what's funny is we have protocols for addiction, drug addiction, food addictions, potato chips, all that. They're all the same. And yeah, people will do that are addicts. They don't want to get off of it because they know potato chips more than drugs, right? It's got a lot of people who don't want soda or potato chips anymore after they run. 117 hertz is one of the frequencies that, and there's another one too. We won't go down that rabbit hole too deep for helping with any kind of addiction.
I need that for my ice cream addiction.
It'll work.
Anything for women like menopause or thing like that? Because this is like, that would be a big market for you because women are losing their minds.
We the menopause have thing. Menopause. Is on. So is PMS.
Okay. Oh yeah. Because this is like, they always want us to take like a lot of drugs and pills and stuff. And women want to be au naturel, okay? We don't want to take too much drugs after a while.
I'll say one thing is Both of them are 90% success rate-ish. The lowest one that we have as far as success rate, unfortunately, is prostate. It's about 65%, which I wish it wasn't. I don't have prostate issues, thank God. I'm 64, but I have 75, 80-year-old men call me all the time screaming at me because it didn't work for them. I'm like, sorry, yeah. Send it back. I don't know why. It just, we know about 35% of the time it's not going to work on prostate. We always have a money-back guarantee for anyone. Send it back after 30 days. We don't want anyone to have it if it didn't help you, right? We don't want
like prostate cancer or just prostate issues?
BPH. You have an enlarged prostate. So you got
okay. You have to go to the bathroom all the time. Okay.
You know, it's kind of funny. I've had multiple women tell me on earlier versions, because prostate is one that we added later on, tell me, I need the new device. I want the new one. I want to exchange it because it doesn't have prostate. I go, you don't have a prostate, ma'am. You don't actually need that. She goes, yeah, I do. I'm like, no, you don't need the prostate one.
We don't need more problem, okay? I don't want a prostate. I don't need any more thing in my body. You know, each gender has its own issue, okay?
Right.
So on your website, I saw something about, I hope I'm going to pronounce that well. Is it vagus nerve?
Vagus nerve, yeah.
Vagus nerve, so I don't know what that is. And so you said that the vibrational frequency stimulate the vagus nerve, and that's really important for the overall health. So can you explain what it is?
Yes. So it's really relatively recent discovery-ish, right? So the vagus nerve, it's called the 10th cranial nerve. So it's a nerve that's in your brain. It comes down both sides of your neck. It clusters around your heart, and then it goes to all your organs. What it is, it's fascinating what it can do. It's the super highway between your brain and the organs, and they talk both ways. The organs give feedback to the brain to do something. The brain gives feedback to the organs. It's your fight or flight system. That's the main role is, am I in fight or flight mode? Unfortunately, with stress of the world and everything, too many of us have the gas pedal floored and the brake at the same time. So what it does, literally, it tones your vagus nerve. If you get the vagus nerve toned, your heart rate variability, so your heart rate will come down, which is good. Your heart rate variability, which will go up, which is a good thing. It's not intuitive. The higher your heart rate variability is, the better you can recover from stress, relax and repair, the better you can handle things. Gut issues, blood pressure, there's just a whole bunch of things that are tied to this regulatory system of the vagus nerve that's just out of whack with all the stress in the world. Not finished yet. I finished my book called Go Find Joy. We're doing the cover right now. So we should be done that with the week. And it's all around the vagus nerve, what these devices can do, help you go find joy, get what you deserve out of life instead of being stressed. Yeah. So we did clinical trials with this. I saw statistical improvements in heart rate, all the ones I just mentioned, heart rate variability, heart rate, sleep, general wellness, less anxiety, and all of that goes from one-hour session.
Wow.
We don't even have the data yet back from using it every other day or something for a couple months. We're working on that.
And sorry, how long did it take you to come up with this device? I don't know if I asked you that at the beginning. How long did it take you to have it ready?
No, I came up with the device as these machines with my dog. They're $15,000 machines. And I'm like, let's make a device that doesn't cost $15,000 that people can afford. That's how I designed it. And I designed it with a complex engineering thing that didn't work. That's why I went full circle and said, hey, it's a music player. It's a music player for your body. So that's why I created MP3 files on the music synthesizer. And it actually is. And it looks like an old
iPod. Well,
I did that on purpose for familiarity. And anyone that's a tech nerd, the little bouncing bars you see, the colors.
A little bit, yeah.
Those colors are the same colors on a Star Trek tricorder. So I just copied those for familiarity.
You're tricky. All right. Yeah, and it looks like user-friendly. I like it.
It's very user-friendly. Yeah. And one important thing to note is for people and pets, like I said, everyone knows what a magnet wave is in the horse world. So we have great success with a horse. You put it on a put it on basically a cell phone holder, a 30-inch elastic strap, and it goes on the vagus nerve of the horse. So a horse has a vagus nerve, and so is a dog, so is a cat. For dogs, we have bandanas and harnesses where the Vibe, it's a pocket that fits in it. So when people go, which product is for the dog and the horse? They go, they're all the same. A horse is a 1,000-pound person with four legs, okay? They all have the same issues we do. Horses have relax and balance, anxiety, allergies, asthma, back pain because people are riding them, neck pain, arthritis. Dogs, same thing, right? Separation anxiety. Anyone that has a dog knows 4th of July, they're going to lose their minds. Most of them, you leave them at home, they're going to scratch the door to death, all those things. So we have lots of success stories with animals as well. We tried to use it, love 528 frequency to make, yes, I'm going to say this, giraffes mate in a zoo. The giraffe didn't want it on me. He ripped it off of a tree. So we tried to put it on a rhinoceros, and the vet goes, he's going to crush that in a second, and he did. So we haven't found a way to attach it to rhinos and giraffes sufficiently yet, but that's not our main market. I was trying to do it, help them out, and see if it worked. But anyway.
Yeah, we said pet, not wild animals in the zoo. I don't even remember with them.
Yeah.
But that's good, yeah, because people are so attached to know their pet is a member of the family, right?
Right.
So I think it's really, really nice that they can take advantage also of the device. And you made a little bandana for the dog, but so that's really cool. What about the cats? They don't like stuff on them.
It works very well for cats, but you can't attach it to a cat. So what you do is you put it in their bed. Now, a dog and a cat will tell you if you're running the right protocol. They'll come lay on it. If they run away from it, it means you misdiagnose whatever's wrong with your cat or dog. It's the wrong protocol. And I have a friend who has a cat. One of the biggest uses for cats, older cats, is kidney failure. So we have a kidney protocol on there. Cats will come lay on it. Sometimes they'll get upset when you take it away from them because they're getting so much relief from it.
Yeah. So it won't cure them, but it will make them feel better.
Here's the official answer. I'm a rocket scientist. I'm not a doctor, so I can't diagnose, treat, or cure anything.
Yeah.
Now, the FDA has guidelines for a general wellness device that says you can't diagnose, treat, or cure anything. But you can say help living well with that condition, which is how we've been positioning it. For example, type 2 diabetics. Can't diagnose, treat, or cure it. But if you're shooting 100 units of insulin a day, and now you're only shooting 10, your life is better because you're spending less money and you have to stick yourself with a needle. If you self-report your back pain, I'm looking up because in a doctor's office, it's always an analog visual scale. The gold standard in 2025 is still a chart of a guy crying and screaming at 10 and zero is happy, right? So if you went from a 7 to a 2, you didn't get rid of your back pain completely, but you made it better. Jeez, right? I'm not taking as much allergy medicine as I used to. So every one of these conditions you look at, not treat, diagnose, and curing it, but you're living well. That's the exact words the FDA allows us. Living well with that condition. That's all I can say.
I mean, it's much better than, you know, suffering the whole time and just waiting for you to be done with it, right? Well.
Exactly.
Anything else you want to add? Maybe something I didn't ask you? The device?
But I'll tell you what pops in my mind. So there's a comedian called Rich Hall in the 70s. He had a thing called Sniglets where there are words that don't exist or aren't in the dictionary, but they should be. And one of them was bozone. So bozone is this invisible cloud that surrounds people that stops new ideas from getting in. So get rid of your bozone. Keep an open mind. I have so many Facebook haters. It's unbelievable. I wrote an article for them called Liar, Liar, Pants on Fire. Said, here's what we know and don't know. Now, think of the top scams in the world. DNA sequencing, CRISPR, antibiotics, MRIs. I listed 300 technologies that are absolutely, positively impossible, but they exist. An MRI is the most magical machine ever built, in my opinion, ever built by any human being. It does so much magic to make a picture. It's insane. Now that we do 1 million of them a year and nobody questions the picture. Note, if you had this on the Mayflower, how would you describe it?
Yeah, no, crazy.
Right? You can't. I live here in Cocoa Beach, Florida. Starlink, you know, I'm putting up satellites. Anyone actually explaining how a cell phone even works? Try to find somebody that even knows that, right? So just because you think it's foreign or whatever, is look at the history of all technology. The fact, okay, look at it this way. Can you believe me and you are sitting here for near free talking to each other, high speed internet, recording it, right? All of that. Right? We're doing TV production. You couldn't do any of that 20 years ago, right? So keep an open mind. That'd be my final words. Keep an open mind. You give it a try. And most people, like I said, are in chronic pain. They haven't found a solution. That's why they come to this and give it a try. And fortunately, it's successful for most people.
Yeah. I mean, people are sometimes always afraid of new things. And when I act with your device, you say it doesn't work for you. You know, you refund people. So yes. You can send back. So you have nothing
trust
to lose, right?
Like I said, I got so many Facebook haters. Here's how many Facebook haters. I had one guy post on Facebook, give you an example. This thing sucks. It's awful. He's a horrible person. He's a liar, liar, liar. Everyone, death threats, right? And I wrote and I said, why don't you give it a fair chance? Because it hasn't been delivered yet. You don't even get it till tomorrow.
What is he complaining about?
Make a noise because he wants to complain. He actually bought one. Then here's the sad part on Google reviews. We have horrible reviews. None of them are customers. None.
Of course.
They're just all in there, give me a 1-star going, it sucks. And they never bought one. They've never tried it. So I don't even mess with Google reviews, all that kind of thing.
It could be bots also.
We have hundreds of
There's a lot
videos.
Of bots. There's a lot of bots. It could be a bot. You know, it could be not even like no one.
Oh, a bot?
Behind all the bad reviews. I mean, sometimes it's nobody. It's just like machine.
Sometimes. Most of these are real people, I think. I've reached out. Because I'm so stupid, I tried forever to reach out to them and try to reason with them.
Yeah,
and
what's the reason for hating?
One guy put on Facebook, here's my address. I don't want to go negative. Never mind. We got to end on a positive.
Yes.
He said, I want to kill you. He said, I want to kill you. Here's my address. Please come to New York so I can murder you.
Oh, my God. Like you have time for that.
Facebook didn't even block that. I'm paying Zuckerberg a fortune. And he didn't even block a death threat. So anyway, last thought is this positive stuff. So I'll leave you with, we have so many customer testimonials of things that work. We'll leave it on this positive note because it's one of the best stories we have. I have hundreds and hundreds of them. A 17-year-old girl said, Mark, I'll never have a date in my life because I have Tourette's. All the boys will hate me. I'm a monster. This is awful. She goes, I ran brain balancing and my Tourette's disappeared and I have a date on Saturday night.
Oh.
Then she married the guy 2 years later.
Jeez, now, that was a good date.
Yes. Yeah, I did not tell her to run brain balancing. I didn't know it would get rid of Tourette's. I had no idea. So we get stories like that every day of just some miracle stuff that happened that we didn't even tell them to do it. They tried something else and it worked.
I want my heart. This is so cool. Well, good. Let's end on a good note. Yes. I really love that story. Thank you very much, Mark. I will leave all the information, on the show notes. If people want to learn more about it and order a device, I know a few friends who could benefit from this, to be honest. Back pain and headache, non-stop. So yeah, I will send them the link. Well, thank you very much. And good luck with the future and, I hope you can talk to a lot of more of our doctors so they can talk to us about this.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. It's great meeting you and talking to you.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. Bye-bye. Hi, my lovely listeners. Thank you so much for listening to my last episode. I really appreciate it. Some of you already know I'm a sound healer now and I have a new path in my life. And this is fantastic. I love it. And I really want to share my gift with you. So if you're interested about having a sound bath or if you want to know about sound bath, you can just send me an email. I will put everything in the show notes. And this way you can have a look and just contact me through my website. So if you're looking to relax, realign, and reconnect with your inner peace, let's have a virtual sound healing sessions designed to help you release stress and restore balance using the pure tones of crystal singing bowls and guiding meditation. Each session is a deeply calming experience from the comfort of your own space. Shift your energy and raise your vibration. Visit my website, harmoniousechoes.com, to book your session today.